Alan Johnson is with Child Poverty Action Group, who say the government organisations urgently need to find out how many teens are quitting school to work, with an estimated 15,000 rangatahi in paid employment to help pay for necessities for their whānau. That's the figure that's been collated by the Child Poverty Action Group. Alan Johnson's with us to reflect on those numbers. Alan, welcome once again. Hoki mai.
Oh, kia ora, Dale, and kia ora to also to all the listeners.
Thanks very much for joining us. It's quite a significant issue here because young people are missing out on school, therefore opportunities to find career paths for themselves. Hey, if you've got brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews who are hungry, then you do what you do. When did Child Poverty Action Group become aware of more young people working or still at school or leaving school to work to help their families, Alan?
Look, we picked up on anecdotal information, mainly that came out of Ōtaro, about a year or so ago, and we decided that what we'd do is try and, you know, have interviews with the rangatahi or some rangatahi just to establish the nature of the problems or the challenges they were facing. But those interviews proved difficult to organise, you know, for reasons that you're still dealing with people under the age of 18, so you have consent problems. So what we did is we looked at official data around household income and just sort of made that estimate from that official data and got to the 15,000.
Well, where is this data coming from, and do we need a clearer picture? Because anecdotal evidence, whilst it's useful, it seems not to stack up when you're putting a tunnel forward for some sort of governmental response or support. So what other data might be needed here to strengthen the case, and how might that be achieved, do you think, Alan?
I mean, there's several things. One is it wasn't anecdotal data that we used. It was data from a government database on household incomes. And so basically what you can do is using this data, you can work out how many people live in a household, how much they earn, and what the household income is from that. And it's quite scary that the government has data of that sort of precision, but they do. And so we use that data to look at what the relationship between rangatahi working and the household income. Clearly, in many cases, for example, people might be working under the table, in which case that information is not going to be shown on official sources. And as we know, you know, what forms of a household, people come and go in households, and so it's a fluid thing as well. But we, you know, the data that we used was official data. I guess the thing for us, though, is that because it's only a snapshot, because it's only partial view, that we do need better information so that we can work out what we need to do in response to that. But I think for us, it's not just about collecting data, it's actually about doing something about it now.
Which is really important. Can we talk about the State of the Nation address that came through yesterday? A fragile economy, and it was all their fault, seemed to be some of the points that were pushed out yesterday. And we've already spoken about the impact that some of these governmental moves are going to have on people already living day-to-day on struggle streets. So there's a lot of concern about the plight for beneficiaries under this coalition arrangement. Some of your thoughts, please, Alan.
Look, if the government backs down from the previous government's sort of commitments to supporting people, then we're going to see, the poverty that we see on the streets of places like I live in South Auckland getting worse. You know, we have no doubt about that, particularly around housing, that if the government says, look, we can't afford to do housing that well, we have to, you know, cut back on things simply because the economy is in bad shape, then we will see homelessness and the poverty that we've seen previously just start to increase again. You know, the question of whether the economy is as fragile as is claimed perhaps is overstated, because, you know, you need to create a crisis narrative in order to then bring about the sorts of changes you want to happen. And we've seen that time and again, that, oh, things are so bad, we have to cut back. And inevitably, the people at the bottom are the ones who suffer most from those cutbacks.
Auckland Action Against Poverty, it seems, well, not a lone voice, but it's a principled voice that we acknowledge regularly. But how might the influence and the mahi that you're doing get greater traction going forward, do you think?
Look, I think evidence is important. I think in the past, New Zealanders have rallied to concerns about the poorest New Zealanders doing it tough, particularly our children. So I think having good stories, having good evidence and telling, what you might say, telling sort of the truth to power is an important part of what we do and what the media does. And I think we can rely somewhat on our fellow Kiwis to actually say, actually, that's enough. You can't keep on doing these things. It's not fair, and it doesn't actually build a decent Aotearoa.
I appreciate your thoughts and time. Thanks very much for sharing some whakaaro with our listeners today, Alan. And keep up the good work,
Much,
mate.
Dale.
We'll talk again
all
soon.
The best.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Alan Johnson, spokesperson, Child Poverty Action Group.